There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, itching to take your phone calls and find out what's on your mind today. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well. You got that itch, too, don't you, Todd? I can see it.
Itching,
I can see it in you.
Yeah,
yes,
I brought my calamine lotion with me, but that doesn't mean we don't want to have calls or anything.
It's a Monday thing. It's a Monday thing. We just have all this pent-up demand from the weekend and withdrawals. Been you know, a couple of days without interacting with the greatest audience on the planet Earth. It's Martin Luther King Day today, so a few folks, namely, I guess, government employees, probably have a little extra time on their hands today. So if Martin Luther King is on your mind today, you can maybe share something about that. How do you think if Martin Luther King were waking up today, January 19th, 2015, how he'd view the world, how he'd view the world given the causes that he held dear? I have to think by any fair assessment, he'd see a whole lot of progress. I know that there's some that don't see that progress, but it's generally so they have a stick to stir the pot with. But any fair assessment of where race relations were at when Martin Luther King was on this earth versus now, vastly different, without question. So I'd think things would be pretty good there. This week we'll bring the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. That brings the biggest march on Washington. Ironically, Martin Luther King Week today, known for, among other things, a march on Washington. And another one will happen this week. It's the biggest one that happens all year long. And I think something really neat that deserves some attention on this program. It received some attention in some media over the weekend. Bismarck Tribune, I guess, on Friday wrote a story about it. Fargo Forum on Saturday, a story about it, that North Dakota is sending a large contingent of folks to the March for Life in Washington, D.C. It's the biggest of the year. Somewhere between 5 and 800,000 people descend on Washington. It doesn't get a lot of media coverage, traditional media coverage, because the issue, I guess, just is not one that the media is real fond of. But anyway, story caught my attention. I posted about it Friday night and received a fair amount of attention on our Facebook page over the weekend because one school in North Dakota, happens to be Shanley High School, has been selected to be the lead school, and they invited all the other students from across North Dakota to join them. So all the other Catholic schools in North Dakota are sending students and some public school students. I think somewhere I saw that around 800 students that would be participating from throughout North Dakota in this event. And so Shanley High School will lead the procession. Literally at the very front of these 5 to 800,000 people will be a North Dakota school leading the procession. And, Dr. Martin Luther King's daughter is very active in the pro-life. I think, quite honestly, this issue might be an issue that were he alive today, Martin Luther King would spend some time on. I really do. I think that's in my mind, when you look at the numbers, it's something that deserves that attention. One of the things I wrote about in the piece this weekend is that the story that Robin Huebner reported on in the Saturday Forum about this historic event where you have all these kids descending on Washington, D.C. to participate in the March for Life, one particular parent was not too thrilled about it. And so, of course, in typical media form, a third of the story is not focusing on the 300 students that are going, but one of the 30 that's chosen to stay home, which is fine. I mean, obviously, this is volunteer. That's the amazing thing about this. These 300 kids that are going, they're getting in a bus. I mean, this is no vacation. This is a grind is what it is. But they're getting in a bus, 8 buses to be exact, and they were given the option. They had to raise money themselves. All the students together raised about $130,000 for the buses and the hotels and the food and all of that stuff. But, of course, the reporter finds a Shanley parent. Here's what it says. But one Shanley parent whose daughter is not going on the trip said she doesn't think it's a good use of time, energy, and money. It's not a march that makes a difference, and it appears to be self-serving. All right. She said teens aren't mature enough to understand the complex situations that may lead someone to consider abortion. And she believes having teenagers marching in Washington is inappropriate. A better move would be donating those funds to an organization that offers alternatives to abortion like First Choice Clinic rather than taking a bunch of teenagers who are being told what to believe. Interesting. So I want your reaction to that. You think teens are not mature enough to understand the complex situations? Do you think they're going because they're being told what to believe? Or do you think our youngsters, in big numbers this week in Washington, D.C., have got this figured out? I want your take on that, okay? One of the stories we're looking at. And what you think Martin Luther King would think about where we're at today. We'll start there and welcome comments on those or anything else on your mind today. Here's how you join, 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Weigh in on Facebook, send us an email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or just pick up the phone. Bob in Bismarck, first one up today on the program. How are you, Bob?
Yeah, Scott, I got a concern about this nine-panel judge. You know, they're going to, about the voting on this gay marriages. They better vote the right way, because if they don't, if these gays take over, they're going to have more power than Obama. If that's the case, while they're all 50 states, we're going to be flushed right down the toilet, so they better make a right decision. That's what's on my mind. That's a serious matter. It better be straightened out. Have a nice day, Scott.
You as well, Bob. And what Bob is talking about, which has received some news, I don't recall whether we've tackled it here or not, but the Supreme Court is a great... Oh, that's right. The decision was Friday, so we couldn't have talked about it. But what we learned on Friday is that the Supreme Court is going to take up the issue of same-sex marriage. And I think that'll come later this year. I'm trying to remember. Probably a decision in the summertime. And obviously, North Dakota has a law that defines marriage between a man and a woman. That law has been challenged as you know, an effort to challenge them in every state. So Bob says they better rule the right way or else. All right, Bob. See if others agree with you. Most of the legal analysis I've seen on this has suggested that if you count the noses on the Supreme Court, that they're likely to overturn the states on this. Which, just set aside the specific ruling on same-sex marriage for a moment. And think about something called the 10th Amendment and states' rights. You know, I believe, quite honestly, as it pertains to what we were talking about a moment ago, this March for Life and the anniversary of Roe versus Wade, as well as the marriage issue, that states ought to be allowed to say, you know, the 10th Amendment is pretty important here. That's the states' rights. We're going to decide this issue, rather than a top-down approach. So I worry as much about this decision of what they'll do related to a personally held belief that marriage is between a man and a woman, as it has been forever, and that there are other ways that you can recognize civil unions or folks that decide to be in a same-sex relationship, to have a civil union, to have, you know, all the bad things you hear about. A partner was in the hospital. I couldn't visit them because of privacy. Finances couldn't be commingled. All the pain points I believe you could address. I don't think the activists want that. They want a redefinition of marriage to be whatever it is anybody says it is. So that's one issue, but I believe, to Bob's point, the bigger concern that I have would be that this would just be a thumb in the nose to states. To say, you can't choose in your state what the definition of marriage is. Wow. It'd be as big a hit there as anything. So, appreciate the call, Bob. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. So, first of all, later this week again, huge numbers of North Dakota youth and huge numbers, period, that'll be descending in Washington, D.C. for the largest march of the year. Is it a place for teenagers? Talk about an education. Talk about a laboratory to see hundreds of thousands of people come together and say, we disagree with the law of the land. It is perfectly appropriate. Especially, again, when they're choosing to do this, when they're raising the dollars. Incredible. Really an incredible effort. I'm proud of the fact North Dakota is playing such a large role, a historic role in that. And a little chagrin to see, first of all, you know, a parent has a right to say, I'm not sending our daughter and don't want her to be there and here's why. That's great. I'm not in any way suggesting she ought to do anything differently. I just didn't care for the condescending comments to the 300 kids and their families who've decided to go. James and Minot, when we come back, give me a ring.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hinton here. I want to let you know a little secret. The team at S&S Motors are the place to buy a truck. They're in Watford City, and they will find you anything you want. Your Ford fan? They've got them. Dodge fan? They've got them. GMC, Chevy, whatever you're looking for, they've got them at S&S Motors. I want a Ford F-150, 2009, low miles, thing runs great. The selection's incredible. Best deals on used trucks anywhere. S&S Motors, Watford City. And if you want a new one, they'll find it for you and bring it right to Watford City. Stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City, or call 444-2341.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglaze Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held February 4th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers can get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Great resource to find out about the $30 billion in economic impact in the industry. 60,000 jobs, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. By the way, a couple of guests coming up on the program today. I didn't tell you about it yet. Carrie Cutting will be here next hour. She's the vice president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. There's hearings this week on a proposal that would allow more NORM, I forget the acronym, but it's a naturally occurring radioactive material to be disposed of in North Dakota. So we want to preview that hearing and find out what's happening, the latest there. So Kerry will join us to talk about that next hour. Later this hour, Chuck Claremont's going to be here, Executive Director of the North Dakota Safety Council. They have the 42nd Annual Safety and Health Conference coming up early next month at the Bismarck Event Center. We'll talk about that, too. So coming up on the program. Couple of questions for you to ponder today. Number one, Martin Luther King Day. If Martin Luther King were walking the earth today, how would he compare race relations now versus where he was at when he was marching on Washington? This week, around 800 students from North Dakota will be in Washington, D.C. for the Thursday March for Life, is what it's called, in the National Mall, recognizing the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. I highlighted an article in one of the papers over the weekend in which a story about the 300 of the 330 student member body in 9th through 12th grade that'll be going from Shanley High School prompted a comment from a mom that they shouldn't be going, saying teens aren't mature enough to understand the complex situations that may lead someone to consider an abortion. Somebody just sent a note that said, does that woman realize teens have abortions? Yeah, it happens. Sadly. Welcome your comments on that. And also, tomorrow, I know you'll be glued to your TV set for this, Todd, but President Obama will give the State of the Union address tomorrow night. And evidently is going to be wearing a Robin Hood costume.
What?
Well, maybe not. But his speech will include some Robin Hood-like rhetoric. Because he wants to spread the wealth a little bit. And be doing a little tax hike dance. As a proposal we're going to hear about tomorrow night for $320 billion in tax hikes on the wealthiest Americans. That'd be you, Todd. He's coming for your wallet, so hang
wow,
on there, brother.
Me, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He wants to give it to somebody more worthy. He'll decide. So
I'm one of the wealthiest Americans. Boy, is this country screwed.
There you go. 800-228-0550. Back to the phones. James and Minot, what's on your mind?
Scott, I really enjoy your program. It's so informative. I have just sent a correspondence to our local District 5 state representatives out of Minot, Mr. Burkhart, Mr. Lauser, and Roger Brandt. And basically that the confidence in the U.S. dollar is so low that the 13 states are poised to recognize gold and silver coins as legal tender. The state of North Dakota doesn't have any such an item, and the bill doesn't mean residents will pay for groceries and utilities with coins. It's more of a backup plan that provides a lifeboat, so we can construct Plan B when paper currency is no longer widely accepted. I haven't heard a word from them, but this is very valid legislation, I think, for our state. Not that
you know,
everybody.
I'm trying to remember if this was an idea that made its way into a piece of legislation that was proposed, or just one that was talked about that never got there. But there was also. I recall last session, some effort to get a, you know, some of the North Dakota's investment percentage increased into precious metals, just as a hedge against inflation on the dollar as well. Have you heard back from any of your members of the legislature, James?
Not a word, and I sent it to them a week ago. I know they're very busy and everything, so I'm very patient about that. But nevertheless, everybody's portfolio, their savings or their investment portfolio, should involve a certain percentage of tangible assets, whether that be property, gold, silver, whatever. And I think there's a lot of people in North Dakota that do that. And when the dollar goes to pot, which all the statistics show, eventually with this huge debt that the American government has taken over, it's going to happen. just as sure as you and I talk to each other. And so, why, you know, then it's going to be legal barter time. If you have a vehicle and you want to trade the farmer for half a beef or things like that, that's what it's going to end up to. And I think the state of North Dakota should be amongst, there's, what, 10 states working on it right now. Indiana, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Virginia, you name it. I think it should become law.
Well, keep us posted, okay?
Will do. Talk it up.
Appreciate the call, James. Jay and Kilder, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Real good. And yourself?
Fantastic.
Say, I'm calling about the criminal element that's been coming into our state, you know, since all of this started, this oil. And it's like society is come to a point of just being passive over it. And it's like, well, I guess if people expect this to come in, and whatever happens, happens.
But hang on, can I challenge your premise?
Sure.
I don't think crime is up because we have more oil and gas production in North Dakota. I think you know, this connection, and this is a push by a lot of folks in the media. Prime example is this recent series on trafficking, as to suggest that but for oil there wouldn't be human trafficking, which is ridiculous because human trafficking has gone on, if, for instance, in major metropolitan cities and in North Dakota for that matter, long before this most recent oil boom. Now, I will acknowledge that obviously oil and gas development has pumped a lot of dollars into North Dakota's economy, and therefore we have a growing, robust state, right? Fastest growing economy, lowest unemployment, a lot happening. We have more of everything. And so when you have more people, you're naturally going to have more crime. Although my favorite statistic out of the last round of crime statistics on one of the violent crimes, rape, you know, no oil and gas development in Fargo, but you're more likely to be raped in Fargo than you are in the middle of the oil patch. So I think the media has done a disservice there. I don't connect those dots. That doesn't mean we ought to not watch very carefully where drug crime spike or, you know, violent crime spike or whatever and deal with it and not bury our head in the sand. So I think to your larger point, I agree that we not become numb to it and watch the numbers tick up and not do something about it. But I just reject that it's tied to oil. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, not necessarily. Yeah, it's the influx, like it's the work and whatever. But, you know, here the state added on to their penitentiary, and the last I heard, well, we're going to have to add on a little more here. So, you know, it's a burden to the taxpayers, but still, and yet, you know.
Hang on a second, Jay, if you will. I'll let you finish your point on the other side of the break here. We're up against a hard break, but I want you to finish your point. Do that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Before the top of the hour, we're going to chat with Chuck Claremont in just a moment here, a little bit about the North Dakota Safety Council's annual Safety and Health Conference. 42 years they've been doing this, and it's coming up early next month in Bismarck, so we'll tell you about that in a moment. Jay and Kildare was making a point about crime stats. Go ahead and make your point, Jerry. I think you were getting to your point about being complacent about crime, and then we got into a sidetrack discussion about what's to blame, but go ahead and finish your point, sir.
Yeah, well, since, the oil began here, there were, I think we had like two cops in town, maybe three with the chief, and now that has, I think we've up to four or five, and they're pretty much constantly busy. And that just, in these, because they were talking, you have Kildare, Dickinson, Williston, Watford, that's the area where, like, they were talking, these gangs are coming in, and that's where they'll head to. Human trafficking, well, they're going to go to the places where all the money is. And so, they're taking it, they know where to go. And the element that's with it. And so, what would be wrong with putting out some border patrols on some of these areas coming into this state to keep that down? Because from what I've heard, there's oil companies up here that don't do a thorough background check, and they've hired felons. And so, you don't know what's in your town.
I think that's rare. I think you're going to have occasions of that. But, I mean, look, you're going to be, these companies are not going to put themselves at risk by hiring felons. So could it happen? Yes. But I would venture to say that's a very rare occasion. But your point is to route it out, you'd use Border Patrol how?
Well, no. Set them out at the entrance into the state. If you're going to go into Mexico, you got to go through the Border Patrol. You got to go through the checkpoints.
So you'd want a checkpoint on everybody coming into North Dakota?
Well, you could start out in say like four or five different areas. You could set up those skid units.
All right.
I think that would deter some from coming in until they learn the other areas to come into the state.
I may be in a different place than you are, Jay. We have more crime today than we did with less population, but we still have, in perspective, in context, nothing in my view near a crime you know, epidemic problem, anything else. You've got some areas that were, you know, you've got to rely on law enforcement to target, watch closely, maybe put some more resources in. But I don't think we have the problem that some believe we do. So we may be in a different place. Certainly not to the point of needing, you know, Border Patrol to add in, Jay. But I appreciate your call and share your concern, certainly, that we pay attention to it. Thanks for calling. Chuck Claremont's executive director of the North Dakota Safety Council, here talking about an event that you ought to know about coming up early in February. Chuck, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Wonderful. Tell our listeners what the North Dakota Safety Council is.
North Dakota Safety Council, we're a private nonprofit, and basically our mission is to prevent injuries and save lives in North Dakota. And we feel that we're doing a pretty good job of that. Been around over 53 years in existence. We're a chapter of the National Safety Council, which has been around over 100 years. So a group that's been around a long time. And we're throughout the state. Bismarck, North Dakota is our headquarters, but we have offices in Dickinson and Minot and Fargo and also Beulah. So our outreach is full of all of North Dakota. And last year, pretty impressive, Scott, we're most proud of our training outreach. Last year, we reached over 50,000 people in North Dakota and the surrounding communities.
And when you say reach 50,000 people, how do you reach them?
Oh, we reach them through training, through online training, mainly through the public face-to-face training. But one thing we do a lot of, too, if we do private safety training where we actually go out to the organization's location and do training right there for them, you know, in their office, on their facility somewhere. That's about 50% of our training. And then we're in all sorts of areas. We're in the first aid and CPR area. We also do traffic safety. We do OSHA, the occupational safety and health. We do the mining safety and health training as well. And we got a full class, I know today, of 40-plus people. And also on the home and community side. So we are a broad range of safety training that we do throughout North Dakota, and we're pretty proud of that, that we do not only the compliance side training, but we also do the high-level leadership and supervisory safety training that's really necessary in North Dakota as well.
And when you say the ultimate goal is to prevent injuries and save lives, is training the number one tool to do that?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we feel it. That people, if they get the proper training, and, you know, surely the orientations, your work orientations is extremely important, as well as the safety training combined with that. And, you know, I think it's, there's plenty of studies out there showing that people, when they go out on the job site and they've been trained on the safety side and they're comfortable, understand the hazards and the hazard awareness and what they need to do in the certain situations, it definitely is a situation where they could save lives and without a question prevents injuries.
And how does this training happen? Do the companies come to you and say, we want you to lead our training program? Explain how this happens? How you get the
It happens where, you know, part of it is compliance. Where throughout North Dakota, there's a lot of groups that require contractors to have an OSHA 10-hour training or a PEC safe plant, possibly if you're in the oil and gas area. So those groups come to organizations like the North Dakota Safety Council, and we supply that contracted training or that compliance training for them. Then there's also plenty of organizations, fortunately, in North Dakota who do even more than that. They don't just do the compliance training, but they recognize that there's more training needed on their site and with their supervisors. So they'll call us and they'll schedule classes, whether they're public. You know, we offer all sorts of public classes throughout the state ongoing each week. And then the other side I had mentioned earlier is the private side, where groups will call us and, you know, recognize that, you know, they want to teach their supervisors. They want to have their supervisors the next level trained, and they'll give us a call. And there's plenty of leadership courses and advanced safety courses that we provide for them that will come in on their site or within our location here and provide that safety training.
Chuck Claremont is with us from the North Dakota Safety Council. They have the annual Safety and Health Conference that is happening February 3rd through the 5th at the Bismarck Event Center. Tell us about that event.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. It's our 42nd overall annual Safety and Health Conference. So, you know, it's something that's been going on a long time. And for us, you know, you say bigger and better. Well, it really has gotten bigger and better every year. Last year we had over 885 people that came just for the conference. And if you add on the exhibitors and the instructors, it was well over 1,000 people that attended our conference. This year we're well on our way, already over 775 registrations, with still 2.5 weeks to go before the conference. And, you know, it's really the largest safety and health event in North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, and Wyoming. So it's 4 days, starts February 2nd, which is a pre-conference. We have 8 pre-conference classes, kind of the full-day type classes that are really filling up. So it's exciting that we're people are coming in for that extra day to get that extra safety, that extra safety training. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, basically we have over 85 courses this year, from everything from, you know, electrical safety, confined space rescue, you know, OSHA top 10 cited standards, all kinds of leadership and supervisory courses. And, you know, really excited about that, that there's courses on presentation styles, motivation, contractor safety, fault protection, and many others. So 85 plus courses we're offering, 176 exhibiting companies and over 210 booths. So that's a record for us. So I think that just shows how well this conference is growing. People are coming from all across the region in the United States to come in to present, to be an exhibitor here at our conference, to reach the North Dakota safety people. So it's pretty exciting about that. And really, the biggest thing about this, Scott, is, you know, a huge part about it is it's affordable safety training. That's the part we're so excited about. And we couldn't have that without workforce safety insurance, where they basically provide $150,000 in scholarship dollars to really reduce the price of this conference. And when you think about affordable, and you think about 3 days of full days of safety training, food, keynote speakers, top-notch keynote speakers, and all those 3 days can be as low as $320 for 3 days or $140 for 1 day. It's pretty amazing that we can have the cost that affordable, and we couldn't do it without workforce safety and insurance.
And who should be there?
Well, I mean, anybody who has any interest at all in safety. There's safety committees. I mean, we have people from vice presidents to presidents and owners of companies to, you know, people in the skills and trades area to the safety coordinators. So it's really a wide range of people, and not just your safety professionals, but anybody who wants to come in and really understand and come into classes and network with people on the safety side. And, you know, Scott, you and I know very well with where things have been moving in North Dakota with some of the injuries and deaths that are happening. So coming to a conference like this is really something that can help make a difference in not just your life, but where you can take it back to your company and make a difference within your company's safety culture.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to connect with resources that help keep the workplace safe. And I think the thing gets lost is that it's in companies' best interest to have a safe workplace, right? I mean, you find these companies, they want their employees safe. Nobody is like, obviously you got a bad actor here or there, but for the most part, folks, I mean, they want their workers safe so they can continue to be productive and ultimately perform a job. It's not in anybody's interest to have an unsafe workplace, is it?
No, and I mean, the bottom line is, North Dakota companies, for the large part, are very safety conscious. And, you know, the bottom line, Scott, is we want people to be able to go home to their families in the same condition they were when they went to work. And that's the biggest thing, is go home to be with your family safe and not be injured and have some of those deaths. Because, I mean, that's just tragic when people go on the job and have, you know, injuries and deaths. I mean, it's clearly not just one person that you're affecting. You're affecting multiple people. And I think I'm proud to say that the North Dakota companies, for the large part, really and truly are safe, and they really look at that as a priority in their entire company's culture, where they view safety as something that's, you know, of the utmost importance. And we're pretty proud of that the North Dakota Safety Council has been one of those groups that have really driven that, you know, that the safety is a number one priority home in North Dakota.
Well, keep up the good work. Look forward to seeing you at the conference. And folks can find out more at ndsc.org. That stands for the North Dakota Safety Council. Chuck Claremont, the executive director, our guest today on the 42nd Annual Safety and Health Conference coming up in Bismarck Civic Center, February 3rd through the 5th. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it.
Hey, Scott, thank you so much. I can't wait for you to be on there and be broadcasting live from our conference in February.
Looking forward to it. You bet. Take care. More coming up, folks, on What's on Your Mind.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cinex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Top of the hour brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. We have some really smart growers in our audience, and a few of them have told us about what a difference an Apache sprayer has made in their operations, especially after a wet growing season last year in a lot of parts of North Dakota, because you have that light footprint to get in there, and that, of course, makes for less breakdowns as well because of the mechanical makeup of the Apache sprayer. Comes with the best warranty in the business. Folks love them. If you'd like an Apache sprayer to make this upcoming growing season better, stop and see our friends at High Plains Apache. Check them out right now online at highplainsapache.com. If you already have an Apache sprayer or other sprayer and need parts, remember they are the home now of that ET Ag Center. and is sourced for 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. Also, some great use sprayers now. Great savings you'll find online at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com. Bismarck? I'm sorry, they're in Mandan, actually, and in Fargo, Frontier, to be exact, just south of Fargo. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Juan from Jacksonville, Florida, wants to disagree with something a previous caller had to say. Hey, Juan, you're on What's On Your Mind, so tell us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to talk about that last caller who was tying in crime to the oil boom that's going on in North Dakota. Now, I don't live in North Dakota, or never have lived in North Dakota, but I will say this. I think tying in the oil to crime amongst citizens is very superficial in thought. If you think about it, wherever there's people, there's going to be problems. We don't live in a society that's a beaver and cleaver anymore. If we ever did, I don't know. But to think that where there's people, everybody's going to get along and there's not going to be a need for police is just delusional, in my opinion. And look, we have a society that's going off the rails as far as the youth goes. I mean, they're being pumped this garbage, this rap music in our culture amongst young people about my age, and turning them into violent criminals. So wherever it's a cultural problem, not a oil problem. And believe me, I'm no defender of the big oil. I mean, they do a lot of bad things, like start wars. I just want to make sure that everybody understands it's not big oil. That's putting money in citizens' pockets. And usually when people have money in their pockets, they're not going to commit crimes. That's all I have to say.
That's a very good point, Juan, on the the industry as a whole, creating the jobs that ultimately would probably make for less crime. Superficial was the word you used that I want to focus on, because I think that's, you could make the link to say, well, okay, as more oil and gas development has happened, more people have come, so then there's been more crime. Yeah, I guess technically that's, but oil isn't the reason. I also think that a reflection on the rest of the country going through a very difficult time where, job losses were happening and layoffs were happening. And so when you have story after story that says North Dakota's number one in everything, North Dakota's economy is roaring, you got an oil and gas industry that has an average salary well above the national average, come drive a truck, make $150,000 a year, somebody that's down in their luck somewhere is going to hear that. And it became a magnet of sorts for an element of people that, were not exactly following rules, right? So, some of it, that's why I say it's superficial. On the other hand, the caller's in Kildare, and there's more crime in Kildare today than there was, prior to an oil boom taking up. I say focus on solutions in dealing with it and more resources and everything else, and also put it in perspective. That's what is missing often. Scott, on the road, what's on your mind? You're next.
Hey, I had a comment about the question you had asked us all about where we thought Martin Luther King would be today if he were still alive. And my comment on that is I think you'd have Jesse Jackson in one hand and Al Sharpton in the other saying, hands up, don't shoot. And that's my comment.
Hands up, don't shoot. They're the criminals, in other words.
No, not the criminals. They're just birds of a feather flock together. I think you'd be right with wherever they are.
You think you put Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton in the same camp as Martin Luther King?
No, absolutely not. But if you were alive in the times that we are today, things may be different. I think his attitude would be different.
I mean,
would have changed over everything he has seen since then, for sure.
I happen to believe that we take what Martin Luther King stood for, a reverend espoused many biblical views about how you treat one's fellow man, I think he'd look at today as being vastly better than what, in other words, a lot of what he fought for we have. Now, Jesse Jackson...
I do believe he was better than either of those two gentlemen I mentioned.
Yeah.
But I think they'd be in each other's pockets all the same.
You do, huh?
Yeah, I do. And maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully I would be wrong. But
yeah, I don't know. That's why we asked the question. Want opinions on it, so I appreciate that. I think you know, Martin Luther King would be ashamed of the shakedowns that those two
engage in.
Yeah, no question about it.
All right, thanks a lot.
Appreciate the call, Scott. Thank you. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I got a call during the last break about a North Dakota connection to the Oscar nominations that I wasn't aware of. But we'll share that with you when we come back. Martin Luther King Day, this week's March for Life, crime. What's on your mind? You let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Back to your calls after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
By now you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.